FM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court agreeing to hear arguments on former President Donald Trump whether he should be allowed absolute immunity from prosecution in the election interference case stemming from the January 6th Capitol riot.
Even though a lower court was unanimous in deciding Donald Trump did not have absolute immunity from prosecution in the election interference case, the Supreme Court has agreed to review the decision. They'll hold oral arguments at the end of April. That's more than a month later than his original court date, which means his trial could be pushed into midsummer or even the fall without a decision before the next election.
ABC's Andy Field. An Illinois judge ruling that Trump's name should be removed from the GOP primary because of his role on January 6th. President Biden traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border today. He will be in Brownsville, Texas. Donald Trump also at the border in Eagle Pass, Texas. President Biden's doctor saying after his physical, he's a healthy, active, robust 81-year-old whose doctors don't think he needs a cognitive exam. This is ABC News. Due in court today in Siberia, the Russian-American ballerina arrested for making a donation to a Ukrainian charity of about $50. That got her a charge of treason in Russia. Thousands of young doctors in South Korea on strike for a week and a half, now facing a critical deadline today. South Korea's government says they have to get back to work or risk losing their licenses. The doctors protesting government plans they say will leave some fields like emergency medicine still chronically understaffed. Fast food chain Wendy's now saying all that talk about surge pricing at its restaurants was wrong. ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Wendy's is trying to clarify its plan to test so-called dynamic pricing, where customers could see menu prices change during the day based on demand or a restaurant's location. Wendy's now insists that any shift in pricing would be to offer discounts during slower times of the day.
Wendy's has said it would test out the idea next year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw a dramatic change in temperature from Tuesday night to Wednesday morning, breaking records in some parts of the state. In Madison, temperatures dropped from 70 degrees Tuesday to just 11 degrees Wednesday morning, a 59-degree swing. That's the biggest shift in the city's history. In Milwaukee, highs of 74 Tuesday were followed by lows of 16 Wednesday, a 58-degree change. $15 million is on its way to Wisconsin's Chippewa Valley to support healthcare access as two local hospitals and several area clinics are set to close in April. The legislature approved the money last week. Governor Evers signed the bill Wednesday with some line item vetoes to allow more flexibility. In addition to emergency rooms, the money can now help with everything from urgent care services to mental health care. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers losing to the Chicago Cubs 6-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on seeing Craig Counsell in a Cubs uniform for the first time.
It's weird seeing him in those colors, but you know, that's what reality is right now. Move on. But yeah, every time we see each other, we exchange pleasantries, but we're both worried about getting our club ready to play the regular season.
NBA, the Bucks are in Charlotte against the Hornets. Milwaukee looking to make it 4-0 since the All-Star break. College hoops, Marquette trounced Providence 91-69. But one of the Golden Eagles' best players, Tyler Kolek, had to leave the game. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Tyler, don't know exactly the extent of his injury, but he went out there. You guys saw he wasn't able to stay in the game, so he's getting checked out right now.
It's an oblique injury for Tyler?
Looks like it. Something in that area.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are going to warm things up rather quickly as we head toward the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 45 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, 31. Tomorrow, sunny, 50. Saturday, 62 by Sunday, sunshine with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. Broadcasting from Madison, the capital city. Oh, man, Madison is the best place to live in the world. And we're going to get to a list of everything that Madison is known for and all the lists that Madison has made in the past, recent past, okay?
Oh, okay.
And it's just amazing. I didn't know that we lived in such an incredible, admired city, but we are here, and we should start enjoying it more, right?
Yeah, well, we get a lot of awards. I remember way back, you know, when I first moved to the area back in the early 80s, Madison was known as an All-American city. They had won that award somewhere along the line. But I know they've won, the city has won a lot of awards since then. So you're saying there's even more that we're not.
Oh, there's perhaps. It's such a gigantic list. You know, that's our long break next, our first break.
Okay.
It's like 15 minutes worth of stuff. And we'll be talking about all that. The thing here is that we would have noticed it. You and I and everybody in Madison would have noticed how great a city it is.
Sure.
The thing is, we're fighting what the Republicans have done to the state, and them being in our city, it's like an infestation of cockroaches. And we're just angry about it all the time in Madison, so we don't get to appreciate how great this city is.
Mm.
And it's them. They've ruined the party. they're the bad guests. They keep coming into our capital, and they're destroying our mood. What do they call it? Mood killer? Something like that.
Buzzkill. It cracks me up whenever they say the exact same thing about us, saying that Madison is like, oh, all them socialists down there.
Yeah.
Some other state. Illinois can take Madison. We don't want it.
That's right. So they've openly come out against Madison. That's making the top lists all across the country, right? That we're doing really a lot right.
Should be a positive. Should be a thing like that.
We don't see too many Republican cities or towns coming up on this list. Never! Okay, all right. I'm going to go, by the way, this is the same rant I'll have next hour.
Okay,
I just
good.
Thought I'd give you a little preview.
All right. Good to know. You know, today is February 29th. It's leap day today.
Doesn't exist. I mean, it just doesn't exist.
And
the people born today on the 29th do not exist.
Well, okay, but they those of them that claim that they exist, leap year babies are called leapers.
Leaplings.
Lepers. That's a different thing altogether.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Leapers and leaplings. And they have to wait every 4 years for their actual birthday, but legally, technically, they have to pick one day or the other, because February 29th is not really a legal day, according to this list.
So what do they have to pick? One way or another, they have to pick what?
They have to choose
every 4 years or an actual day.
No, for their birthday, for their legal day, they have to pick either February 28th or March 1st as their legal birthday.
All right.
They don't really have a choice. They can't even use it as their legal birthday.
So they get the lie. 29th. They get the lie.
They have to lie. Yeah.
It's written into law.
You know, Julius Caesar introduced the first calendar leap year back in 46 BC. Mm-hmm. Way back when they were figuring this out.
Yeah, like it became a problem. Like it was a roadblock for them. They had to come up with an extra day. Because, well, oh my gosh, just look at the sunlight. What is it that we have to add an extra day?
The reason is the Earth takes exactly 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 45 seconds to circle the sun.
Yeah.
So the occasional February 29th ensures that we don't lose 6 hours every year. So that's the thing. If we didn't have leap day, we'd lose 6 hours every year. That's what happened.
But no one would notice that. Right?
Well, if you kept doing that, you know, eventually the calendar would be all screwed up.
Then noon would be in the middle of the night, some 3 p.m. or something like that, 3 a.m. Right?
Okay.
I don't know. Hold on to your hats.
Yeah, your clocks would be all screwed up.
Hold on to your hats.
Google says that the Julian calendar, which was used before the current one, the Gregorian calendar, which came to be like 400 or 500 years ago, we're about 13 or 14 days off from that right now. So that one's inaccurate currently by about 2 weeks from when it started.
Wow. Yes.
Oh, that's wild. Okay. Well, and whatever it is, today is February 29th. Yeah.
And would anybody know?
We wouldn't know, but we know that there's national days today, and that's what we need to focus on now because we have it, well, so we're going to use it.
Nicely sliding right into that.
Which one of these days is it not? Is it not, or is it National Time Refund Day? Is it National Toast Day? Is it National Leap Day? We know that one. Is it Rare Disease Day? Or is it National Bagpipe Day? Okay, which one of those days is it not?
National Leap Day.
That would be wrong. It is National Leap Day.
I just don't think need a leap day.
We understand, but okay, Sam, you have a guess?
Time Refund Day just seems made up. I don't think that's real.
No, you're wrong, too. Man. It is Time Refund Day.
Well, we'll have to get the background on that one.
Yeah, National Bagpipe Day. National Bagpipe Day is bogus. It is not National Bagpipe Day. Oh, this takes me back when I lived in Indiana. I was living in a nice, peaceful neighborhood, and this guy about a block away would get out every weekend on his front porch and start playing his bagpipes for the neighborhood.
Well, that sounds quaint.
Very quaint. The first 2 or 3 weeks, I thought, wow, that is really cool.
Yeah.
After a while, I hated it. I was like, shut up. Stop with the bagpipes. And he would go for like an hour, you know.
Well, that's not long. You know, give him an hour.
Long enough.
Yeah.
I have nothing against bagpipes, short doses.
Did it ever stop?
No. He did it every weekend. He did it every weekend for at least an hour.
So you moved away before he ever stopped.
Yeah, right.
Should have thrown like a rotten tomato or something at him.
Thing was, he'd get all dressed up. He had some gear, he had the kilt
the
and
kilts?
Everything.
Really?
Yeah. And he would play in all the parades and stuff. He and his bagpipe friends.
Okay. He was kind of a popular guy.
Yeah. Okay. In the bagpipe world, I guess. Yeah.
Well,
so today,
locally, right? He became known for it.
I guess, yeah.
Can you imagine being the direct neighbors to this guy?
Next door to him? No. That would have been very irritating. I was a block and a half away, and it was irritating. Yeah, because he'd start, about 9 o'clock in the morning, and it would go, sometimes at least an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, take a break. Come on. Give us all a break.
You want your hours back.
I do. And that's what National Time Refund Day is about, John.
Oh,
it celebrates
really?
One day every 4 years. Yeah, this is the same thing. It's just connected to Leap Day, and we've already gone over all of that. So let's skip ahead and see what other day it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, hang on a second.
This computer, Rare Disease Day.
No, it's National Toast Day. National Toast Day.
Yeah, okay.
Are we talking about, about just regular toast in a toaster.
Okay.
Honoring the humble slice of bread in a toaster. It's so versatile. It carries a multitude of jams, jellies, marmalades, and fruit compotes.
It does. Compotes. Yeah, toast does that.
Toast.
It's an amazing invention.
Toast.
Are you guys familiar with the Toast song by Haywood
Bays? No, go ahead. I'm thinking, what the hell are you playing?
What is this?
Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast. Yeah, toast!
What he's playing in this clip here is a toaster that he hangs around his neck and then he beats with a couple of forks as drums sing.
Cool. Oh, I think I know who this is.
The dark or the light, and then if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast!
Does that have a name attached to it?
It's just Toast. That's just the name of the song. Toast by Haywood Banks.
Haywood Banks.
Yeah.
Haywood Banks has been a comedian all around the Midwest for years.
A long time.
A long time. Yeah, he has all these novelty songs.
Very much, like Art Paul Schlosser, who hangs out on State Street constantly, lives there.
Yeah. Well, we should get him in. We got
Art Paul.
Possibly.
Last
time we had him in at a radio
station. Last time we almost
got
fired.
Yes, like on the spot. Yeah. That was something. Yeah.
Well, having Art Paul on for an hour is stretching reality.
Kind of pushed it. This is Rare Disease Day. Each day on the last day of February, Rare Disease Day brings awareness and education about rare diseases and the suffering they cause. It's kind of a downer, isn't it?
It's a very big downer. Can you go back to toast?
Let's get back to the toast.
I really want to go back to toast. Let's get. He's gone. He left. He left the studio. Sam's gone.
He's making some toast for himself.
We're back.
I boast.
I always tell him I like toast.
Now, the question. Yeah. I got a question.
Sure.
Yes.
Because, you're a kid, right? And you got bread and you got a toaster sitting in front of you. And like the very first, second time, third time, whatever, you started using the toaster and you feel adventurous. Okay. Now, has anybody else felt like putting something in a toaster with something already spread on the bread and then putting it in the toaster? Anybody make that huge error?
Maybe
in time?
When I was like six and I was using a toaster for
that's
the first time.
That's what I'm talking about. When you're starting to learn how to use a toaster, you start experimenting a little bit and you put what I did was I put butter on it. And when you toast butter on the bread, it tastes wonderful. I mean, it kind of caramelizes the butter a little bit, and it gives it a really cool flavor. But little did I realize that a lot of it was dripping to the bottom pan, creating a fire hazard eventually, right? And then the second big experiment, I don't know if you tried this, but putting peanut butter on it. And toasting peanut butter already on the bread in the toaster is just what an incredible flavor treat. But again, it accumulates in the bottom pan and becomes flammable after a certain amount of time.
Did you start a fire,
good
John?
Idea.
What's that?
Did you start a fire?
I did. A little fire. A little. You don't do that kind of
I'll
stuff.
I'll bet Mom and Dad Peterson were not happy.
No.
Little Johnny.
No, but you can always remove the tray, clean it out a little bit. No one does that very often, but.
Well, that's our salute to toast today. National toast. Have some toast this morning. And put on whatever you want to do with the toast.
We're taking calls and texts, by the way.
That's right.
Let us know what you did to a toaster.
608-879-8255.
All right.
Weather for today. I know you want to know this. It's cold out there. It's 12 degrees, but in a strange anomaly. We might have to check this with the weather wheel when we get back here. But
we're done.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be back in like 60 seconds. No? Yes? I think so. All right. More just ahead.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Jump! Jump!
Jump! Leap!
Leap!
It's leap day.
Yes.
Did you know that in some cultures, this is a day that women, or back in the old days, traditionally, it was a day that women were allowed to propose to their men only on February 29th. So every 4 years they could.
They waited 4 years.
Boom. Yeah. Sounds hopelessly outdated for the 21st century, but this is the way they worked in cultures for centuries.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we can bring that back. I mean, they're doing this this thing against women now, so this could be another restriction, right? Every leap day, you get the chance to propose. Sounds very, very mega.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a good idea.
Sound good at all. Okay, now you're
Well, we need to check our leap day weather.
Yes.
Well, yeah. So, let's check the weather. And today it's going to be clear and sunny, but we'll only get a high of 44 degrees. But let's check the current temperature. We've got the weather roulette wheel all fixed, ready to go.
Yes.
So go ahead and spin the wheel and throw the ball down. Round and round it goes. Where it stops.
We're going to wear that
marble.
Only
the weather wheel knows.
There it is.
It is 12 degrees in Madison, but in a strange anomaly, and we don't know exactly why, it feels like 13 degrees. It's actually 12, but the feels like temperature is 13. Wow. How is that possible?
Yeah, it's not even possible.
Is there a problem with the weather roulette wheel? Is it broken again?
It's a little tilted.
That's weird. Why.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'd believe the weather roulette wheel before I believe meteorology.
The National Weather Service.
I'm thinking somewhere along the way it might be true. In fact, it might even be taking into consideration the fact you bundled up. It does feel warmer, doesn't it?
It does.
By a degree. I don't know.
Yeah, at the National Weather Service, they've got their fortune tellers with the crystal balls.
Exactly. They've got this council of fortune tellers.
Yeah, they've got the dart boards. They've got the tarot cards. They've got every tool known to man in order to forecast the weather. I've been there. I've taken the tour. That's what it's like back behind the scenes.
You know, this is the first time you've told me about the...
National Weather Service?
Yeah. No idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a special room for each one of those...
separate rooms for
cult-like
every
groups.
Yeah, okay. That's all it is. Yeah, we'll have to take a tour one of these days. Mm. Well, here it is, 23 past the hour. Let's see, you want another leap day fact?
Is there another one?
Well, a lot of people work for free on February 29th, believe it or not. Are we working for free today?
We always work for free.
Well, that's right. I forgot.
Were you getting paid?
Check the contract.
Holy crap.
Most employees are paid fixed monthly incomes. Mm-hmm. If we have a fixed monthly income, and I think we do, we are actually working for free today because the wages are likely not calculated to include the extra day.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to save all these stories then for tomorrow because...
You're not going to do them today? You feel like we shouldn't be actually working?
Yeah, okay. let's just
shut it down. We could just rerun yesterday's show.
Yes.
By the way, we want to thank everybody over at Short Stack. It was really fun yesterday.
Yes.
And we'll be there next Wednesday, too. So, make plans
to weekly event. So if you have a chance to stop by on State Street very early in the morning before 8 o'clock, please walk by the table and say hello, and we'll, put you on the air if you want to.
Sure.
And if we don't want to, then, you know.
We'll ignore you.
Keep walking.
Keep walking. It's Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson, right at Johnson and State. And whatever that third road is.
Oh,
right,
those omelets that they had. Wow. Oh. They are huge. Gigantic.
Everything there is great.
It's fantastic stuff.
Beautiful.
We always
stuff.
Get the short stacks. Yeah. And, you know, I get the regular every day.
Yeah.
And then short stack. And they added, I think, water to your
water. I requested you... a special order to make the pancakes a little thinner. But and everybody looked at me like I landed from Mars. Like, no, you can't do that.
Right.
They're
called cakes, you know, pancakes. Well,
Let's not get into this argument again. Let's
unless for some crazy reason you think that cake should be flat.
No, I just think it should be somewhere more like a crepe, between a crepe and a pancake, like halfway in between.
Yeah.
Sam,
yeah.
John, are you going to start going in the opposite direction, saying they need to be thicker and thicker and thicker until they eventually form like a pancake cylinder?
Maybe.
Just have a brick of cake.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking, right?
Exactly.
Hollow it out a little bit in the center and then, you know, pour syrup in it and let it absorb the entire amount. Oh,
that's good.
Good.
That's
good. Oh, and, you know, maybe if there was a way to put it on a stick. I know they do that kind of, you know, with sausages and breading around it, right? It's just like a corn dog. But in this case, it would just be a pancake, no sausage, no corn dog. It's just...
Yeah, it's like a breakfast corn dog. I've had one of those.
Yeah. Oh. But without the sausage.
Without the
sausage. Because it's usually a sausage in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just make a cylinder of pancake.
All right.
It's not,
if you can make it, I can get behind
it. How are you going to do that?
It's not solid enough, though.
You can fry it in layers, like... Dip the stick in, fry it, dip it in batter again, fry it again.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Okay. I don't
see,
think
we've come up with a new product. We do this here on the show.
Yeah. Time
we
to corner the market.
Things live on the air.
Yep. Brainstorming. Workshopping. That's what
we do. I'm going to wait and see if that shows up in the frozen food section anytime soon, Gord.
Okay.
We got a lawsuit on our hand. Everybody's listening. They know that we created it right here on the show.
Okay.
John and Gordy show.
If
so.
You say so.
Hey, does anybody want coffee?
Oh, yeah.
Not again. Oh, he's early. Do we have coffee?
They kicked him out at Short Stack. You know, they got their own coffee, right?
He stopped by and started hassling everybody. He follows us wherever we go.
Yeah.
Buddy, do you want coffee?
You know, our early office people are annoyed by him. They said he's banned from the station from now on. But somehow he gets in every
day. Somebody left the door open downstairs again.
Yeah.
Not good.
Boy. No, it's not good at all.
Well, let's talk about the wonderful thing that happened in the Flatlands just south of the Cheddar Curtain. State judge in Illinois has ruled that Donald Trump, you know, I hate it. You know, this is like the Beatle thing, right? The Fab Four, the Mop Tops.
Yeah.
they always reference Liverpool. That. Every time they brought him up, this is a state judge in Illinois has ruled that the former president.
Yeah.
God, just leave it alone, man. The guy's Trump. God, just says it all. He can't appear on the primary ballot due to being disqualified under the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment, the third state, where this has happened after Colorado and Maine. So it's now Illinois. They've done the smart thing, the good thing down there in Illinois, the Flatlands.
So again, the Supreme Court is going to have to rule on this, right? Didn't they? They haven't done this yet.
Isn't it amazing?
They're so busy.
How long does it take to make an easy ruling on any of this stuff? There is something called the 14th Amendment. They're trying to probably find some historical fact that disputes the 14th Amendment and thereby canceling it out. You just wait.
Well, they came up with a surprise ruling last night, too. We're going to talk about that in our next half hour. Coming up now, 6:29, we've got news, we've got weather, we've got Pam Yonke with the Agricultural Report. And when we come back, more on Illinois kicking Trump off the ballot.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday morning. I'm seeing pictures on social media of people starting seeds indoors already. And if you're like me, you've got seed catalogs galore stacking up in the corner. It's hard to zero in on what varieties to try this year. Dylan Bruce has been thinking about this too with his business, Driftless Seed, based in Ferryville. He serves everyone from gardeners to commercial growers in the Midwest. He says disease resistance is a trait that his customers are looking for.
We do focus on disease resistance, which is, I think, a big need for our area farmers. You know, that can be things like early blight or late blight for tomatoes, or it could be Cercospora resistance for beets and chard. There's really a whole gamut of disease issues that we're dealing with very strongly here in the Midwest, that a lot of the main commercial production regions, which are often drier climates, aren't facing. So there's a lot of interest in that.
Dylan Bruce along with us from Driftless Seed, based in Ferryville. I've got a look at your commodity markets next.
Innovation. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodancevet.com. Innovation, that's BioVet.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Don't get caught off guard in 2024. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
Thursday morning from Chicago, cash corn is trading up 2.25 cents at 4.15 and a half. December new crop corn is up a half a cent at 4.63 and three quarters. Cash beans are trading down 6.5 cents at 11.27 and a half. And November new crop beans are down 2.5 cents at 11.32 and a half. And July new crop wheat is up 2.75 cents, trading at 5.81 and a quarter. The March Class 3 milk contract is trading down 6 cents at 17.18 a hundredweight. The April contract is sitting neutral at 17.49. On the close yesterday, barrel cheese remains unchanged from Monday at $1.67, but the 40-pound block cheese continued upward momentum, closing up a half a cent at $1.61 and a half. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are going to warm things up rather quickly as we head toward the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 45 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear, 31. Tomorrow, sunny, 50. Saturday, 62. By Sunday, sunshine with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I love McAllen girl.
Oh, yes, that's Neil Sedaka. Yeah. And he sounded like one of the Chipmunks back then. I think that's where David Seville got the idea for the Chipmunk song. This is WMDX, John and Gordy Show, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, and all over your social media dial, where you can actually view us and see what we look like and how we do the show. I do it hanging from two rings from the ceiling.
No, it's actually an acrobatic thing that John does every morning.
John is actually acrobat. A retired Olympic gymnast.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, that reminds me of the contortionist too.
Stan was, Freeberg. He did old bit like acrobats on radio. You know,
that was great.
And this guy, they're listening to this, you know, and the wife's, you know, turns it off and goes, you know, no, the husband turns it off and says, "Acrobats on radio. Would have done that." She says, "Oh, come on, Stanley. It's fun, you know. Stan Freeberg is really fun." Yeah,
he's hilarious. Great.
He was fantastic. What a genius, right? For radio.
Yeah. So we, you know, just recapping. It's okay. Leap day, you know.
It is. So, and let's recap too that Illinois bounced Trump off the ballot.
Yeah.
That was the big news yesterday. Besides that, of course, the Supreme Court stepping in because, well, that's too big a news. We have to make some news here too. And the Supreme Court says they've decided, well, they've taken all this time to decide this, by the way, to hear the Trump immunity case to determine whether a president can actually use SEAL Team 6 to assassinate their political opponents without legal consequences. This is a brain teaser for the Supreme Court. God, you got to know that.
Wait a minute.
What would they decide on this, you know? How would they come to a conclusion? It's so tough.
So they kicked this around a little bit, and it went back to the appellate courts, and then now it's back to the Supreme Court because Trump pushed it back to the Supreme Court, right?
Yeah, if the Supreme Court had opted not to hear this case, it could have proceeded without any delay, right?
Yeah,
but they did, and now they want a hearing scheduled for what? April 22nd?
Yeah, push it back.
Which likely further delays the January 6th trial, possibly into the election season, meaning that it'll probably mean that if Trump gets elected, he can just get rid of all of these lawsuits, all of these cases with the wipe of his hand. That's it.
Well, it's still a big if that he's going to get
which, by the way, even if they said, no, he's not immune, they allow him to actually be immune. Because he can just wipe this stuff off the map.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just unbelievable stuff, right? Yeah.
So we have to wait until the end of April to see how they're going to rule on this?
Yeah. Well, then, you know, that's the beginning the hearing. Of it. That's a hearing.
That's the hearing, yeah.
Then they have to decide. You know, it's a tough one.
They can sit on their thumbs for another couple of months.
Can a president wipe out their upcoming opponents? You never know. Norm Ornstein, who is a conservative but probably thinking real hard on that, he said on a Twitter X feed, he said, the brutal reality, John Roberts' Supreme Court is an ally of Donald Trump. By taking its time to evaluate the immunity case and then deciding to stretch out its decision-making under these extraordinary circumstances, they are giving Trump immunity. Should he win? That's the bottom line.
Yeah, that's just it's unbelievable.
It's weird.
A real shocker.
But you've got an ad.
Yeah, this came from the Lincoln Project, and this is interesting. It's just entitled "Proud to Be a Democrat." Take a listen to this.
All right.
The Republican Party has become unrecognizable.
I want to be a dictator.
Insurrection. Civil war.
Truth is, if Abraham Lincoln were alive today, he would never be a Republican. Because it's Democrats that still respect and revere Lincoln's enduring principle, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
I pledge myself to a new deal for the American people.
people know the Democratic Party is the people's party, and it always has been and always will be.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Listen, tranquility base here. The Eagle has landed.
There it is, with a U.S. flag on the surface of the moon.
All of us must overcome the crippling legacy of bigotry and injustice, and we shall overcome.
As the American people, we will hold high the banner of human rights.
We Democrats, we believe that we're all in this together is a far better philosophy than you're on your own.
I like that.
Remember who we are. We're the United States of America.
Yeah, so that's from
nothing beyond our capacity if we stand together.
We are America's party.
That's from the Lincoln Project.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
It is.
It went all the way back to FDR and Truman and, Lyndon Johnson, Kennedy, they're all in there, Clinton.
And, of course, the response to that from the Republicans is that it sounds very socialist and communist.
Right. Yeah.
Blows your mind even to think how that somehow relates.
I know.
Very capitalistic country here. To think that it would go socialist or communist is such an impossibility that it's just fear-mongering, obviously.
And you notice, they led off with Trump. I want to be a dictator. Right. he said it. He just said it out loud.
He did. Yeah. Then he tried to take it back a little bit because he knows that he kind of let the cat out of the bag. His big plan in Project 25 or 2025, as they call it. By the way, we've got more of that coming up. The guy who explains it pretty darn well to us. Lays it right out there what they have planned. And Trump says, well, these groups, the Heritage Foundation, they're not really in control and they're not going to take over and they're not going to be part of the government. My ass. Trump is such a lazy jerk that he's going to let these people do all the work, all the legwork, and create the policy, and he'll just adopt it. And that's the way it's going to be. It's going to be a dictatorship.
It's definitely a scary time, and then on top of all of that, the Supreme Court ruling that we got last night that they're going to take up the immunity case after bouncing it around already.
thinking about I don't know. Do you think he has can kill his opponents? That's a good question. That's a really good question. John Roberts said, that's a really great one. Alito said, maybe he can kill him. Well, I don't know. That's Thomas. That's the question he had. Oh, yes. Well, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's consider it.
Yeah, we should. Because, we want to stall it.
It's a brain teaser. It's a real hard one. This is a tough one for the Supreme Court. Wow.
Well, they got a lot of things.
Oh. I think we lost. Did we lose Gordy?
Gordy just died. He died right here on the air. He's freezing up a little bit. He's been resurrected.
Really?
Well, they're working on the fiber optic out there in Baraboo.
Somebody was digging a hole in their yard and they hit the cable. Yes.
Actually, they're tearing up Highway 33, which is also known as 8th Street in Baraboo. The whole thing, like 3 miles. It's just a mess. And they have these concrete pounders that boom, all day long. And they have a bunch of them all up and down this 2 or 3 mile strip, just ripping up everything. So, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some fiber optic cable that's getting loosened up.
I bet you're thinking maybe the bagpipes weren't so bad, right? Now, of course, we have State Street being dug up right in front of the station.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're trying to do. Maybe put a little Republicans. They're tunneling under the street in order to get into our building, creating a different access point, and they're going to take us over. I have a feeling about this.
I don't think so. I think you're right on the tunnel. I think it's just a secret way that they can escape the Capitol when they want to. They don't want to be there.
They're extending the tunnel they already have.
We got to get Tunnel Bob on this and see what he thinks is going on.
Tunnel Bob.
Yeah, do you know who Tunnel Bob is?
No.
No.
Oh, wow. You guys have lived in Madison for 40 years and you don't know who he is? He's this guy who hangs around the UW campus and there's throughout campus there's a network of steam tunnels that like route steam to buildings to heat them, and he just like breaks into these tunnels and explores them and hangs out in them.
Wow.
And he's done this for like decades.
We got to find him. We got to track him down. Yeah, he knows stuff.
You can just like see him walking around campus every now and then.
Amazing. Well, if you see him or anything like that, you know, anybody sees him, you know, send him over to the station because we want him to investigate the tunnels that are going in under the station for some reason.
Yeah. Hey, we got some fast food news in, by the way, yesterday.
Oh, we do.
This is really big. This is huge. I don't know if you, well, a couple of days ago, Wendy's announced that they were going to do surge pricing. You know what surge pricing is? It's like Uber or Lyft. You know, when it gets real busy and Uber drivers are out there, you know, trying to shuttle everybody around, their prices go up because they're busy and they can't get to everything, so they bump the prices up.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's wanted to try out surge pricing on their menu.
Dumb idea. My God.
They trotted this idea out. They came out with a public service announcement saying they were going to do some surge pricing. Well, that didn't last long
because
there was a huge public backlash. Like, what are you doing? So it's going to cost more for, you know, for a $7 cheeseburger. You're suddenly going to bump the price up while people are standing in line. And now it's going to cost like $17 or something.
Yeah, that's what would
because happen. Of surge pricing because they're busy. Well, now they came out and they backtracked on all of this. They're not going to do surge pricing at all. They were trying to promote this as, well, when we're slow, we'll drop the price, so it'll be discounted. So you save money. But the reality is most of the time they were going to price gouge people.
Well,
and people figured that out right away. So they came out with another statement. And get this. This was misconstrued in some media reports.
No.
As an intent to raise prices when demand is highest at our restaurants, the company statement read. Mm-hmm. Digital menu boards could allow us to change the menu offerings at different times of the day and offer discounts and value offers to our customers more easily, particularly in the slower times of the day. So they're trying to, you know, put some lipstick on this pig, but it's still a pig.
Really lipstick. What they've described is surge pricing.
And this assistant professor of economics at the University of Pennsylvania, you know, they always got to get a professor to weigh in on how the public service the press announcement was bad. And he said, whoever called it surge pricing made the worst marketing mistake you can think of. That's Juan Castillo, assistant professor of economics at the University of Pennsylvania. Surge pricing sends a message to everybody that's mostly about increasing prices. So Wendy's is backtracked. If you're a big Wendy's fan, don't worry about it. They're still going to do, you know, their burgers, and they're going to have the regular price, which is still too high.
It seems to me, anyway, the impression I have is it penalizes people for going out to lunch at their normal time from work because that's the only time they can go out to lunch, and suddenly they have to pay a huge, hefty price. It's not a way to attract. I mean, the lunch crowd is the lunch crowd, right? I mean, that's
exactly.
it.
Yeah,
it's like they wanted to create a micro industry of people buying it when it's cheap at like 10 o'clock in the morning, then selling it at peak demand 2 hours later.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. That's, you're gonna have like cold burgers later.
Yeah. It seemed like a good idea at the meeting, but suddenly they had this huge backlash. You know what I do like at Wendy's is their chili. It's really good.
Oh, you know what? That's funny. I was gonna bring that up.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I used to go to Wendy's all the time and get the chili.
Yeah.
Did they have the Fritos at the bottom of the bowl, or could you order one with the Fritos at the bottom?
I can't remember. Yeah,
but I used to get that instead of the burgers and everything else.
Oh, I know it. Yeah, that chili is really good.
Do they still have chili? Who knows? Maybe they got rid of that because it, too many people bought it, so we have to surge price it right out of existence.
Well, it had that dollop of sour cream.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
That's good stuff. Hey, 6:49. Coming up, states are expanding Medicaid, but not Wisconsin. No.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mad Radio, WMDX. 92.7 FM and 1580 AM on your radio dial. Remember radio dials? I do.
Pleasant Thursday morning to
live you. Broadcasting from Madison. Oh, this is the best city in the world, and we'll be getting to that next hour. You got to check this out. We're the best city in every possible category you can think of, or at least near the top.
Okay. It continues to be Leap Day, February 29th today, a special day where you don't get paid if you're working under salary. It's an extra day. The company is ripping you off right now if you're at work.
Wow.
And, you know, there are some cultures. We've been checking out some of these fun facts about Leap Day and Leap Year. Some cultures, John, consider February 29th an unlucky day, like in Italy. People say, and I'm not, let me try to say this in Italian, anno bisesto, anno funusto, which translates as leap year is doom year. Yes, they think it's unlucky. In some countries like Greece, people warn against planning weddings during leap years. So it could be an unlucky day, February 29th. Also, there are two leap year capitals of the world. If you want to celebrate this special day in a big way, head to Texas or New Mexico. Anthony, Texas, and Anthony, New Mexico, both claim the title of Leap Year Capital. They hold lavish multi-day celebrations each leap year. They celebrate it in Texas and in New Mexico.
All right, we got
a. But did
we
you like my Italian call. There? Let me try.
No, that was actually pretty good. It sounds good. We don't know if it really interprets well.
Do you say croissant?
Oh, here we go.
That guy.
Knocking my pronunciations.
Croissant.
I'm not even talking about croissants. Get out of here,
French. We got to get the guy on the staff to help us out here.
Right? Yes.
We had him help us with Cheese Bro. Now we have this. Let's go to the phones right away. We've got a caller. Right. Joe is on the line. Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
Hey, hi, guys. I'm thrilled to hear your discussion about chili, and I just wanted to throw into the mix. There's a lovely book called Chili Nation by Jane and Michael Stern. It came back out in about 1999, but they have a chili recipe for every state in the union, and it's just delightful. They get into a whole lot of chili trivia, that sort of thing, but I have always held on to they have a recipe they have included in their book called from Cincinnati called, and here's a great title for this chili, Cincinnati Five Way. Isn't that just a wonderful name?
Oh, I love
chili?
That, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't
Five
beautiful?
What's the name of that? What's the name of the book again? What's the name of the book?
The name of the book is Chili Nation by Jane and Michael Stern. They wrote it back in 1999. I don't know if it's been updated or if it would need to be because it is a recipe for chili from every state. And it's amazing how varied they are. The Cincinnati Five Way, too, had layers. And I remember one of the layers was white crackers, you know, the Ritz crackers kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I love that in there.
You know that style? Yeah, right, right. Mm. Many people do. So perhaps you are, embracing the idea of Cincinnati five-way, which that alone is just so beautiful. I can't stand it.
The best way to have a five-way.
Okay.
Yeah, I do like it. All right, thanks, Joe.
Joe, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm really hungry for chili now.
Well, you know that famous chili recipe I gave you guys at our big party the other time, and
that was fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, chili has been always a great experiment. You just don't know. There's different ways of making it: hot, cold, white, very tomato-y. Whatever you want, it's just a great adventure to do something like that. And I have to say that because I was a big boy side cook, that it opened the world of cooking to me. It's a dangerous thing. Yeah.
Big boy restaurants were wonderful.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they went out of business or if they still have a few. There's still a few straggler big boys out there, kind of mom and papa owned. But they were, I always loved going to Big Boy. It was just like a special kind of family restaurant experience.
I took pride in making hamburgers, you know.
Yeah.
I thought maybe management would notice how good I was making those damn hamburgers.
Yeah, did they?
Dressing them up and laying them out on the plate with the French fries, all of that stuff, right? I did this. Right. And I thought they'd notice, and then he put me on steak side, but nope. Nope, I wasn't good enough to make steaks. All right.
Okay, fine.
And ever since then, I've been trying to prove myself.
Really?
Recipes here, making recipes there, trying this, that, and everything.
Well, what was that recipe for chili? What was that chili called that you gave us, that recipe?
Well, I don't know what it was called, but it wasn't a super tomato-y recipe.
Right.
Because I used to make a super tomato, and the kids never liked it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just overdoing
too much
the tomato.
Tomatoes,
the acidity. So I cut that down dramatically. But sometimes, you know, you can make something with a can of dark beer. You can add different kinds of liquids to it. And, you know, if you add beef, it really does add to the flavor dramatically. Mm-hmm. You know, for a long time, I was using just, you know, chicken broth. But if you add beef broth, it's much better.
And you had jalapenos in that recipe, and I think we skipped that.
Yes.
But we were a little worried, like jalapenos. That doesn't make sense.
Sometimes they're hot, sometimes they're not. You can buy them, you know, hot or regular.
Or not.
But they add a flavor, and it's an important flavor to put in there.
Good.
All right. Didn't we get into that again? Morning. You always bring this up.
What?
I go off on tangents about recipes, please.
Well, we were going
to.
Why
do I do this? I do this
know.
Every time. Every time we talk about food and recipes, I go nuts.
You settle down. Really? Just relax.
I'm surprised you didn't talk about your special French toast recipe yesterday.
Oh, here we go. You had to bring that up.
You know, yesterday I forgot to bring it up. You brought it up, and I never brought up my famous French toast recipe. No, I'm not going to get into it here.
Yeah, with the cinnamon or what? Which one is
okay, now you brought it up. Okay, so anyway, as you're cooking the first side on the on the French toast, you sprinkle cinnamon on the other side. It soaks in a little bit. You flip it. Okay. Now you're frying it in oil, and it fries that cinnamon, and it just adds a flavor that you can't match anywhere else. It's not like adding cinnamon to the batter. Nope, it's completely different. Once you grill it, it's just... It's heaven. It
becomes special.
It tastes wonderful.
Okay.
Okay. So much. That important story we were going to get to about the Earth ending. We'll have to push that to the next hour.
That's coming up. Yeah, the apocalypse. Okay.
Yes.
But in our next hour, we'll talk about why Madison is one of the best places to live on planet Earth. There are lots of reasons for that. Coming up: news, weather, sports, and we're back with more. Yeah, Madison is really wonderful. Mm-hmm. We'll find out why. Coming up.
The John Gordy Show.
John Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX.
Come.
covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An Illinois judge, the latest to rule that Donald Trump's name should not be included on the November ballot, citing the 14th Amendment.